As part of Utah State University's Research Week, Caitlin Ryan has been invited to present her own research, which includes a short yet powerful film entitled Families Are Forever. It follows the journey of a Mormon family as they struggled, then learned to support their gay 13-year-old son, Jordan.
Our most important value as a church is the family. I was mortified at the idea of being disowned by my parents.
He's like, what's the point of my life? I didn't have answers.
I was thinking I would just like get all the pills, take them all at once, and die right then.
There's something not right with a 13-year-old having to think that.
That was a clip from the film, which has won 20 awards and has been screened at over 60 festivals worldwide. Wendy, Jordan's mother, who you heard in the clip, will also be speaking as part of the presentation. Caitlin Ryan is a clinical social worker who has dealt with LGBT health and mental health for over 40 years. She has organized the Family Acceptance Project to include materials based on research which have helped families understand what sexual orientation and gender identity mean, as well as provide resources for discussion. She says that she felt the need to develop faith-based materials that were specific to different denominations.
I started with the Mormons because our findings were families were central in the lives of their LGBT children, either in promoting risk or promoting well-being. Families are central to Mormon theology and culture. And I felt that we could really help not only Mormon families support their LGBT children, but we could show that young people can stay connected to their families, they can stay connected to their culture and their faith traditions, even if parents disagree.
Her main goals for this program have been to prevent homelessness, suicide, substance abuse, and other serious health risks, and support healthy self-esteem and well-being for LGBT youth. She says that the main message is that parents, caregivers, and families can support their LGBT children without accepting an identity they believe is wrong.
These issues are split into secularism on one side and religion on the other, and the discourse has been so negative, and we bring a different framework and a different approach, and one that I think has a very successful resolution in supporting, strengthening families and supporting their LGBT children's well-being.
The presentation and screening will be held Wednesday evening in the Taggart Student Center Ballroom. For more details about the event, please visit our website at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Allie Snow.